Good afternoon. This program is called The Burrow. It's CITR 11.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory. My name is Andrew Esto. I'll be here until 4 o'clock. is Echoes in the Forest, Part 2. If you're curious about what happened in the first half, if it felt really in media res, that was Part 2 of Echoes in the Forest by a local ambient sound technician, Michael Redd, who goes by the moniker of Sounds, S-O-U-N-S. That was from his latest release, which is called Aquamarine. Came out just about a month ago in December. And Michael Redd, Sounds, was part of a performance yesterday afternoon that I was happy to be able to witness as part of the VSO, the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra's New Music Festival that they were doing this weekend, and that's ending today, January 22nd. Been a series of performances that, in whatever way, fall under the category of new music, contemporary music, and a lot of kind of avant-garde classical music. This one on Sunday was a series of a couple of cabaret performances, so vocal kind of operatic performances with piano, one of which was reciting poetry of a Canadian poet, and things of that nature, kind of left field piano pieces. And Michael Redd, Sounds, was part of a couple of those, doing some ambient background bits, kind of manipulating the voice music that was happening, and creating sort of loops and extra textures, which will lead me to this next set of music, which I'm going to kick off with Edgar Varese, never know how to pronounce that, composer, 20th century composer, and his piece called, which is coming from a poem, it's called Un Grand Sommeil Noir. I'm not going to try much harder to pronounce that. Anyhow, this piece was one of the pieces that was performed yesterday in that New Music Festival show that I just mentioned. And this is one of the two that Michael Redd, or Sounds, was part of. So that's what we're going to listen to it. Otherwise, then we'll move on the rest of the set with some John Zorn, and then come back to Canada with some classical music from Canada. So enjoy. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Edgar Varese.
Thank you. Do you want to voice this one?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Do you want me to voice it?
I can voice it. Yeah, yeah. Please voice
this
one.
That's the wrong mic.
I forgot.
You f- dip. I can't believe I put up with this. And I asked for a grape soda, you asshole. Okay.
Due to a labor dispute, CITR is missing its star voice actors. That means if you're interested in producing PSAs, advertisements, and various other promotional wonders for airplay on the radio, we need you. Learn how to get involved with CITR's production department and all other facets of volunteering at CITR and Discorder Magazine at CITR.ca. Programming, photography, media training, and more. Plus, a guest star in the lounge. No, wait, we can't promise that.
Can't believe I put up with this.
Thank you.
It's an artist that goes by the name of Tolt. T-O-L-T.
Tolt.
Tolt. Actually, I flipped that. That's the album name. The artist goes by Flying Horses. From Montreal. Classical group from Montreal. This album, Tolt, came out in 2016. I just recently discovered it. It's very nice. And I thought it went well with that last set. You've been listening to The Burrow on CITR 11.9 FM on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. The rest of that set before the messages was John Zorn. I'm also just recently trying to delve into and figure out a little bit. And this was a part of his album Elegy. The first part of it, which is called Blue. And then opened that set up with Edgar Varis and Grand Sommet Noir, which I played because of it was a piece that was performed as part of the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra, VSO's, new music festival that was happening this weekend and will be ending tonight. Okay. Moving forward, next set, getting into rock music. New release just got sent our way here that I think is a solid listen. Artist named Jane Blanchard, who is from Fredericton, New Brunswick. And she has a new EP that just came out last week, last Thursday. And it's called Enemy. We're going to hear the title track of that. And then, exciting, have a new track that was just released last week by Amen Dunes from Sacred Bones Records. So we'll hear that as well. So this first one is called Enemy, and it's by Jane Blanchard. Here on The Burrow, CITR 101.9 FM.
I was a soldier and lost in a war against you. Tired and broken, I never knew quite what to do. Gritted my teeth and I ran to the street to go. Silence, not noise, held me down, and I went too far. My fucking it all up before it falls into place. I've been waking by shaking and driven by fears when I wake. Demons kept calling me out, but I stayed out. My enemy.
Vitamin B Glandular Show.
an odd occurrence this last weekend. I ran into a fall single that I had actually never heard before, and it made me a little bit ashamed of myself. But now I've listened to it about 15 to 20 times since, and I'm feeling a little caught up. It was called Look No, and it happens to be the A side of the single. The B side being I'm Into CB, which is one of the greats, one of the great fall songs. That one, Look No, and has the same intro that eventually finds its way onto Deer Park from Hex Induction Hour. You're listening to The Burrow on CHR 101.9 FM. Before the fall was Amen Dunes, who thankfully happily has a new record coming out on March 30th on Sacred Bones Records once again. Chris's last record came out in 2014 now, so some time ago already, which was called Love and was just a great record through and through. He's got one single out, at least one streamable single out right now called Mickey Dora, M-I-K-I space D-O-R-A. And it's really good, and very excited for the record, which is called Freedom. And that'll be out on March 30th on Sacred Bones. Funny enough, one of my anticipated albums of the year, one of my most anticipated last year, also was Sacred Bones' March 30th release, which was Pharmakon's record, Contact. So 1 year later, scheduled for March 30th, once again, is Amen Dunes' Freedom. So very excited. I'll be looking forward to it. Opening that set was Jane Blanchard, who's an artist, singer-songwriter from Fredericton, New Brunswick. New EP called Enemy, and that was the title track. Alrighty, so to wrap up the show this week for the last 15 minutes or so, just under 15 minutes, I'm going to play a couple of messages, a couple of promos, and on the other side of that, I'm going to play a rebroadcast, at least an excerpt of a recording from last week. Last Wednesday was the annual 24 Hours of Radio Art here at CITR. And we had a few live performances, or a couple live performances, and then some pre-recorded materials that were sent to us to get played. You can find all of it, all of those recordings online. If you go to CITR.ca, the special broadcast page, and January 17th is Radio Art, there are a few podcasts up there of these performances. There's one from Alana Ho, who played live, manipulates objects for sound. Then a couple pre-recorded things sent in from Andrew Singh, who does the project The Nausea, and Jesse Taylor and his project In Mirrors. And then the one on the other side of this that I'm going to replay a bit of, although the performance was an hour, so I'm just going to play a little chunk of it before Marco comes on with Astor Talk, is Scant in Tone, which is a project of Constantine Katsiris, who does the Quiet City series here in Vancouver. So he made some noises, messed around, played some old, played some found sound clips, some old radio feeds and whatnot, and has a nice little noise set. So we're going to hear an excerpt of that on the other side to finish things off. Back next week, Monday, as ever. Stay tuned. This is CITR 101.9 FM.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
Yeah. you have any awareness of what's been happening with newspapers in the last 10 years?
Not at all. I mean, truth is, I don't even get them anymore. I just read the news on my phone. It's so much better, and it's free.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The future of news media is in your hands. If you're interested in independent journalism and current affairs, CITR's News Collective is for you. Help hound down stories about diverse and underrepresented issues in the Lower Mainland for Democracy Watch, airing every Thursday at 5 p.m. Email volunteer at citr.ca to get involved.
The loads of stuff that's the total ownership image. Plug the enormous funding gap that is depriving millions of people from receiving crucial humanitarian assistance.
Die wapenaankoop voorkoms op daardie stadium was in die omgeving van 26 miljard rand. Diese slag is saamgestel deur Tandi Swanahu. Ek is my collega van SAIK News.
Wat ons beloof het, praat ons dan vanochtend voor die kritiek en ons gast is...
Ja, daar, ik ben nog allemaal niet voor.